I was at a wedding on
Oh
Saturday. It was a
yeah.
blast. But they I believe the bride was from Penn State, and then I think one of my cousins went to Penn State, so he started doing the Penn State stuff, and I just got up real quick between him and his girlfriend. Maybe she went, I don't know. Just crop dusted him with a Sandusky or Joe New right by them. Got him on table. Joe
Wow.
New walked right back to my table.
Nice.
Pretty fun. That's the
They hate that.
he laughed. He had a good
All
he
right, good.
yeah.
He
It's
fake
Frankie.
laughed.
Frankie had a good
Oh,
Frankie laughed it
all right,
up.
all right,
But I walked by Joe New right by him.
all right. Joe did know.
He did.
He knew
So
all about
I had
it.
to settle that down. I couldn't have that on my side of the wedding. I was like,
No, that's
no.
Penn State weddings. Good God. We are
Penn State
We
pedophiles.
are. Yeah, you guys
We
rape
are
kids.
complicit in horrible crimes.
Yeah, it's almost as bad as a West Virginia wedding. You ever go to one of those?
No.
People that went to WVU,
Now, what do they
they
do?
sing Country Roads. They all
Really?
get together in a circle, lock arms, and sing Country Roads. Isn't that the name of the song? Johnny Denver?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I've never
Take
got
me
this wasn't like a
home,
full on
country
I've met
roads.
couples who are like full on like blue and white type like blue and white party type things. This was like a small uprising. This was a couple
Oh, okay.
people,
There's
and
only a couple.
I had to just stifle what I could on my side.
Yeah.
I couldn't cover the whole ground. I should have grabbed the mic and be like, just to throw this out there, guys,
Yeah.
we
Yeah, you should
should
have ripped the mic
moment of silence.
and be like, DJ, play
There's a
it. This
band.
Jaguar comes in.
Oh fuck, dude, cool down the party, dude. I had a wild night, man. I go to this wedding, and remember I told you when I did the 5 grams, I like was like the idea of dancing. I was like, dude, I'm just gonna dance anywhere I
Yeah.
go, like whatever.
Which
So
is gay. Not on your part.
You say that.
No,
No, it's fine.
dude.
Dude, you can totally
I'm
call me
not
gay.
criticizing you. I'm sorry. That
No,
came
you.
out wrong.
No, dude.
Yes.
I no. You're perfectly right to
Thank you.
assert that. That's how the elders of my family are. Like you there. That's
Yeah,
the
you
whole
gotta
time.
learn from your elders, dude.
No, dude. No, you
Can't
can't.
be dancing. You're a man.
Dude, that's wrong.
You ever see a dancing's for ladies?
No, it's not, dude.
It is.
It's not. It's for men, dude.
Who?
Ladies, right? Here, I'll give you the full scoop. So I'm sitting there and I go, I'm gonna not really drink. I'm gonna see if I can just go enjoy myself. Hit the dance floor, but and this is again, I'm not perfect. I take two microdose capsules, and then I pig out on the vape pen a little, and then I so I and that's it. I'm like I'm having a good time. I watch the ceremony, and I was sitting there the whole time. Like I guess it was like the maid of honor starts talking about like just how like she started bringing up like moon stuff and how like we're on like a planet, and I'm just sitting there
Oh,
just
you were
being like,
probably like,
oh, this fucking. I'm sitting
Slade
there like.
knows what the fuck she's talking
Exactly.
about. Now's the time to talk moon stuff.
That's what I'm sitting there. I'm like, hell yeah, dude. She's like talking about the planet and like the gravitational pull between people. And I'm like, that's a theory I've had. Yes, go on. So I'm sitting there. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good old time, dude. I'm sitting there enjoying myself during the ceremony. It was like the place was beautiful too. It was like in North Jersey. And so I'm sitting there being like, dude, everyone here should be like a wedding where like most of the people were on mushrooms is, I think, the way you should do it. Because I'm telling you, dude, I'm watching like this is awesome. So
Nah,
I'm
booze. A
dude,
wedding? Booze, bro.
you can have still have the
Ask
booze.
Jesus,
You can
bro.
still have the
Ask
booze.
Jesus what he would want.
He just
Booze,
that's all he
bro.
had.
Nah, you
D
don't think
dude.
Jesus could conjure up some
Well, he also
mushies?
obviously, the chrism he blessed people with was obviously laced with cannabis, but
No.
yes, it was, dude.
No.
They know for sure. I'm sitting there, dude. I'm vibing so hard. I'm like, man, this rules. Like this is so much to me. I'm like, this is so much better than drinking. I don't have to like sit there and get like hammered. I just took my two little microdose capsules. I'm having fun. So we go inside, and this place was like over the top, like high scale. What like we walk in.
Dagos?
Yes.
Yeah, they
Dude,
love
first of all,
that's
they eat like pigs. Italians eat like fucking
yeah.
pigs, dude. They eat like pigs. I come in from the ceremony, beautiful ceremony. I
A
come
lovely
in,
ceremony.
I got
Now
lovely
look at these
ceremony.
WAP pigs.
Just eat like fucking pigs. I walk upstairs and there's one station. It's just lobster. It's like lobster tails cascading down an ice sculpture. It was like shrimp and then a whole station of people cutting up calamari. It was awesome.
Damn.
Dude, there were six other stations. I just saw that and was like, this is, for a cocktail hour, this is amazing. So I started eating like scallops and shit. And then they're like, there's like five other stations. Dude, there's steak, bacon, sausage, sushi, lo mein. It was
Wow.
crazy. So I'm walking around just feasting, dude, eating
Yeah.
all this stuff. Again, noticing like Italians eat like pigs, started thinking about early COVID stuff. And I'm like, so it's like, how did Italy get hit so hard? It's like, you should see how they eat.
Yeah.
They're pigs, dude.
They are.
This was the most piggish display. Again, I just wanted to be polite, so I obviously joined in and ate as much as humanly possible. Yeah, yes. I wanted to be polite. So I had like a lot of bacon. I was just like ripping. I would go back and forth at these tables, just eating sausage, eating. I just ate meat.
Been there.
Yeah, dude, it was sick.
Every wedding.
It was so
good. Those fucking people walking around with the appetizers. They can't even get away from me.
Dude, this was like a five station buffet that you could just, and like there was no line because there's so many different options. So I just kept just hitting dude, there was these long shrimps on sticks that, oh, dude, it was crazy.
Yeah, I'd have a tough time there.
I pigged. Yeah. Went in Rome. So went among the Italians.
Yeah.
Yeah, went among the Italians, dude.
Yes.
You know, I didn't want to shame them with like my austere Irish diet. I could have went there and ate like a small bit of mashed potatoes and a small piece of shitty meat.
Yeah.
And like and one or two green beans. Blacked
out, hammered, and laid on the ground.
But I was like, let me honor these people by enjoying their sumptuous feast. So I pig out.
That's why Italian women get fat as hell.
Yeah, dude.
When they get older.
Yeah.
Become blimps.
It's there. It's waiting to happen. Some don't. Some don't. But
rarely.
Yeah, they can't.
Most of the time, they become fat blimps.
You can't blame them, dude.
No, how
they're
could
they? They're getting force-fed.
They're getting the fucking fine gravy every night?
Every Sunday, bro. Fine gravy, long dinners, dude. The wine is like, to not have wine is unthinkable. So I got a little taste. I was like, you know, it's pretty cool. So by this time, I said, you know what? I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
Let's eat a weed gummy.
Ooh.
What the heck? What the heck, dude? I'm having a good time. I'm not really drinking much. I'll eat a weed gummy. Dude, I forgot. When you're on, even if you're on a little bit of psilocybin, it really heightens the effects of weed.
Oh, no.
Dude, this thing fucking, long story short, dude, I get done pigging out. This weed gummy kicks in on me. And I'm like, I was like fucked up. Dude.
Yeah.
I was pretty fucked up. Not like, you know, I was cool. I was holding it down. But like, I would catch myself just like staring. Because I was like analyzing my family, being like, because everyone started getting drunk, and I'm like,
yeah, I saw Billy had a couple of cocktails.
Silly Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, Billy was White Claw Billy to the fullest. I saw old
White Claw Billy.
So I'm watching White Claw Billy. I'm watching him and my cousin Joey were out on a mission, dude, trying to get ass, dude. It was fucking funny.
Sad, dude.
Dude, I mean, they're two bros. They're two lone bros. So they're out there, dude, trying to get ass, and I'm like sitting there, like every now and again, one of my cousins would just be staring at me. Because I would just be like this for like 2 minutes, like, and then I'd look up to like my cousin from across the table just being like, I'd look at them like, what up? And they'd be like, I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So.
How well do you know that cousin?
Pretty well.
They probably think you're.
Oh, my whole, that's what my paranoia was starting to base around, that my family thought I was like a drug freak.
Yeah.
Because I would like, you know, and Brittany had a couple pops, so like she was like starting to fade on me a little. So that was my main thing. I was like, are we too fucked up for this wedding? And I was like, fuck, dude.
Really?
Fuck, we failed as a couple, dude. We're fucking retarded. And then, like, I was like, shit. And then, you know, again, I would oscillate between that and be like, nah, dude, you're totally cool.
I have been too fucked up for several weddings.
Yeah, but
you don't know.
That's the thing. But
I rolled an ankle at a wedding, fell down on the front yard.
That's the difference between drinking and doing, like, you know, light.
True.
Hallucinogens at a party. And I might toss that out as the challenge of this summer, hallucinogenic wedding challenge. Dude, it's so fucking fun. It was a blast. Again, there was a tinge with little bits of paranoia, but dude, I would sit there and like
analyze. There's nothing better than a wedding drunk. Dude, getting fucked up at a wedding.
Hitting the dance floor on a weed gummy and some mushrooms.
That's when you got to take a bus back to the hotel with everybody. True. You ever get on one of those?
We took one there. It was everyone was saying I smelled like weed and being like, what the fuck? And I was like,
well, it's weed.
But I was like, I don't care about
because
that.
Because I'm high.
But I also thought it was somewhat of a false flag because I only had a vape pen on me. So I think someone was just trying to conjure up the beef on me.
That'd probably be Bill.
Wasn't Bill.
Although
I did have weed gummy, so they might have stunk on me. I don't know. But people were on my ass from the beginning of
really?
This
thing. Get off my fucking back.
People, no, I was chilling, dude. The whole time I'm like, hey man, you know, it's no big deal.
The hell off my back. I'm not high.
I'm fucking chilling. I'm not that high. I'm microdosing. You can't explain this to people. They'd be like, what?
I'm just taking a little bit of mushrooms.
I took a creative dose and I'm dancing with my family.
So yeah, you hit the dance floor.
Dude, so I'm sitting there, I'm with Bae, and I'm like, fuck man, we're falling apart.
We gotta turn this thing around.
We gotta turn around and say, Bae, dance floor, let's go. We hit the dance floor, dude. So I start, you know, I'm just doing my little stuff. And out of nowhere, Bae comes alive. Bring her to the dance floor. She just fucking, lights come on.
It's time for the percolator.
Dude, she goes, yeah, exactly. She goes, look, here's all you got to do. Here's the secret to dancing. When the drums hit, just hit your feet as the drums hit, like you're playing the drums with your feet. Dude, it hit me like a revelation. I was like, what the fuck? And I'm like, I remember just telling her, I'm like, did you just give me the Black Secret? And I was like, I like fully understood what rhythm was.
Color Secret.
Sorry, excuse me. POC Secret.
The BIPOC.
The PO Secret, dude.
The BIPOC Secret.
Now I was like, it was so funny to me because I for the longest time would just be like, just like, yeah. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, oh, that's all you got to do. Just match your feet. I'm like, that's what rhythm, dude. The whole thing was like a revelation. I'm like, that's what rhythm is. Mm. You're just moving in sync to the music, like in like, but specifically with the drums. I was like,
you should come out to Hot for Teacher. See how that works.
Oh, I easily no,
follow the beginning.
Bit. Oh yeah, easily, dude.
Come out, chop your feet,
dude. So we're out there. Sick. I have this like new. I have this profound revelation where I'm like, this is how rhythm works. I'm having a blast, dude.
You're high.
Dancing my ass off.
You're high.
I was on a creative dose.
I could see music.
I was on a creative dose, dude. I was on a creative dose. I'm a fucking.
You're high off your ass, dancing like a damn idiot.
Having so much fucking fun, dude. I was having a blast.
Yeah, that is fun.
And then Oh, so fun. And then, like, it all gets crowded. And then, so I had to take a break. I got, like, I was having so much fun that I almost was like, dude, take a breather. So I went to the bathroom, gave myself a little mirror talk. And then the whole thing flipped back around where I'm like, you're good to go. And just went out there. She went and sat down. She's like, go out and dance. Like, Billy was out there dancing with my mom strictly because he was trying to, like, let girls see him and get ass.
Oh, God.
Silly Billy was in full effect.
Oh, that's so sad. He sent me the video of you and him and his mom dancing.
He knew what he was doing.
I did not know.
Any of my female cousins or like cousins' wives, like, oh, that's so sweet what Billy's doing. I'm like, he's trying to get ass. And they're like, oh, come on.
He told me it was for a sweet reason.
What'd he say?
He was like, my dad didn't want to dance. So I was like, mom, I'll dance with you. Like,
and that's true. That is true.
That is true. But you're right that it was definitely, he was laying a trap. That was bait.
Yeah.
That was
he's using my mom as pussy bait, dude.
You can't use your mom as pussy bait.
I mean, dude, you can't. I mean, again, it's a wedding. These guys, him and Joey are hard stags. Joey at one point took off his belt and started doing limbo on the dance floor. These guys were getting after it, dude, trying to get ass. So any means necessary.
Yeah, well.
So I'm sitting there with Britt, and she's like, look, I'm going to chill out. Like, just go back out there and go have fun with, like, Billy and your family. And I was like, I'm not going to go out there by myself. And then I was like, yeah, I probably should. Dude, I just danced by myself the entire night. It was so
damn.
Fun. It was so fun.
Your cousins definitely think you are like...
I had so much fun.
Special needs.
Whatever, dude.
Like, I think Matt's getting...
Dude, I just rose up against
trouble.
The elders of the family,
you're
dude.
You're out of your table.
The elders of the family.
And you went out and danced by yourself.
Dude, with my newfound moves, dude. Fucking yeah. Step
you
into
got some good moves, though. I'll give you that.
Dude, you thought I did. And I thought I always thought I kind of stunk. But, dude, now that I'm equipped with my next challenge, I got to go to a BIPOC wedding.
I do want you to know, the time in Chicago when you danced at that Person of Color circus.
Yes. Universal Circus. Yes.
And they picked you out of the audience to dance.
Which was racist, yes.
As the white man. They said, this will be funny. They tried to clown on you.
They did.
And then the crowd went crazy when you hit the moves.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a video of a autistic kid at a high school in a dance-off? And the crowd goes, no matter what they do.
True.
I am afraid that could have been what happened to you.
No, I killed it. I killed it, dude.
Well, that's exactly what the autistic kid at the high school thought. So you got to be careful because it could have been that. Now, I saw the moves,
hold on, let me think.
But I think I also might be
my
in your friend
my
group.
My footwork was nasty, dude.
Footwork was
I was
nasty.
A little uptight
that's
at first.
Always the autistic kids when they get in the dance they fucking swing their feet
so
around.
I hit a couple of those at the I hit a couple of those like I hit a couple of DDRs yeah. I hit a couple of Dance Revolution moves at the wedding and that's when people would be like, all right, dude, that's enough of you.
It's too bad there weren't any Asians there. They would be like, holy shit, this guy's good.
That's like a 100,000 point combo, dude.
Dude, I do want you to know, I should have picked up on it before.
Oh, man, that's
but
true.
Like the autistic kid in the dance circle
yeah.
at the black school, the person of color school, he has a couple white boys that he's friends with that are true. Also nerds.
Yeah.
So when the crowd goes nuts, they're like, this guy's killing it.
This guy's killing it.
They don't know.
This is the fundamental.
Universe Soul Circus might have.
No, I killed it. I'm telling you, because when I wasn't killing it,
I know you
it,
still have
laughing.
The footage. I'm going to have to review it.
Please do. Please
and we
review.
Might need to put it in the intro if it's not too bad.
Oh, please. Yeah, no,
if it's
sure.
not too bad.
100%.
I would hate to put that on you. I'm 100%. Sorry I just did that.
No, please put that out
okay.
there. I'm actually, that's some of my early dance, part of like my dance portfolio.
And
that's
could you
early
make
stuff.
It in the intro a montage of autistic kids dancing in dance
yes,
circles?
Please. No, that would be sick. Massive. Dude, here's the fundamental.
I do think there is a difference. It's just a theory I have.
Here's the thing. Here's the fundamental mind switch. Doesn't matter.
Of course it doesn't.
Exactly.
It does not matter.
When I was there, it was like all of the grumpiness and weirdness I would do, and I would sit there and be like, why does she want to make me dance? I don't want to dance.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm just going to get out there, not even for myself, just add to the vibe of the party. And I did.
Yeah, that's
big time. Might have freaked out. My family might be taught. Might be like, oh,
I start out as a grumpus. I don't get like pouty. I'm just like, I'm not fucking dancing. And it's not a big deal. Go dance.
Yeah.
I'm going to get hammered. And then I get hammered and I'm like, oh, what am I doing? I should get out there.
That's the standard move.
Yeah.
Which again, that rules too. Coming in, dude,
I hear shout, I'm sitting there. I'm like, ooh. I got to get out there.
Mine's Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. That fucking rip. Fly out of my seat.
That's
like
a good vampire. That's a good bait song for Dragula. Next time you get the touch tunes, toss that on.
Yeah.
Everybody will start dancing. Then fucking.
Fuck, something's happening. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Dude.
That's tight though.
The rest of the night was very fun. Dancing with Silly Billy. Watching Billy out there having fun.
Love seeing Billy have fun.
Pumping me up. Brother Kevin got out there.
Really?
Classic Stiff McGriff, dude. Got
out
there.
He is a Stiff McGriff.
Tin Man, dude. He was moving, dude. I'm telling you, I was vibing so hard, it was rubbing off on the whole floor.
That makes sense.
At one point, the funniest part was I hate when my family does this. They start doing like a circle thing.
Oh, yeah. Every family does it.
Pigged out right in the middle to an absolute, like obviously the bride came in. Everyone's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the couple like, yeah, yeah. I busted some moves. I bombed in the circle. And then this was like, got out. It was like, not a big deal, dude.
Oh,
not a big deal.
Were the brothers excited to tell you you bombed? Did anybody tell you?
No. I just kept it pushing.
Well, that's a good sign.
Dude, I'm telling you.
If you're self-aware of bombs dancing.
And just, I was like, back out. Let's get back out there, dude.
Yeah, take it out.
I'm equipped with the rhythm, dude. My two steps unstoppable right now. Here's my challenge for myself.
Don't.
The BIPOC
wedding.
Don't
do any dance challenges.
No, I am. The BIPOC wedding. No, I am. The BIPOC wedding I'm going to, I believe, in July. No microdoses. I'm going to try to do it stone sober and go out there and just dance my ass off.
I promise that's impossible.
That's what I think. It's been keeping me up at night.
But impossible is nothing, dude. You could sober dance at a BIPOC wedding.
I'll be like probably the only white dude.
Definitely.
I'm going to go out there, dude, and stone sober.
Definitely the only white dude dancing by himself.
True.
If you go, well, dude, Brittany, what if there's a circle?
I'll join into it, dude. I'll get to do what I got to do.
Get into the circle?
Perhaps more of a train, but maybe a circle too. Might be more of a two-line structure. I don't know if the circle's going to happen.
True.
There's not much of a circle there because everybody, like the circles usually, it's kind of like a... Let's say a whiter defense mechanism to be like, oh, you suck out. And you're like, no, I'm participating. But then you're just like, you go do it. And then you kind of watch. Dude, you go to a black wedding. It's the opposite. You're fucking gay if you don't dance. People are like, they'll come up and be like, you okay?
Yeah.
It's funny because there are black people who aren't good at dancing. And they kind of like.
They lean back.
They just lean back. Or they'll sit. I mean, yeah, if they could. They could just sit there, you know. Exactly, like they had that thing on them. Like, I would dance, but I got a fucking gun.
Yeah, I can't.
I'm gun to this party.
Drop this and have a discharge and kill someone here.
But it is funny seeing the black dudes who like kind of stink at it, and they will kind of like stand off, and you know, there's the whole, you know, it's a big deal. But yeah, dude, that's my personal. And again, I could, if you just take a microdose or two, like a little like 0.2, 0.3 dose, and go dance on or go just to a wedding, it's fun, dude.
Dude, I can't.
It's so fun.
I cannot.
Because it's
I can on mushrooms.
It's
mushrooms
mental,
would be fun.
It's a mental shift, dude. When you take yourself out of the equation, you're just like, I'm just a being serving the fucking this function of this party, and like my personal outcomes irrelevant. Such a mindset change, dude. I had so much fun. We left early. Though.
I believe you.
We got out.
What the hell?
Early. Well, Bay was tired and they didn't know it wasn't
send
over.
Send her to bed.
Wasn't over till
12:30.
She offered. She was like, "I'll go," and I said, "Bay,
that's a trap."
Yeah,
I'm not going to fight you tomorrow because of this.
I said, let's go.
Or in an hour. When you text and say, when are you coming home?
Yeah. No, I was, you know, I'd had enough. I also, this was the other thing too, dude. This was the possibly the weirdest part of the whole thing. So I'm sitting there. I'm at the table between little, like, you know, bouts on the floor.
Did Spud go?
No, he wasn't there. Dude.
I'd like to see him dancing.
He tears it up. Spud hits the floor. Spud doesn't stop, dude. He goes hard as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Spud hits the floor like just like a little kid and just hits it hard as fuck.
Why'd you say that?
It's just pure joy.
Oh, okay.
I remember seeing him one time at a wedding. And it's just absolute pure joy. He has a good time.
I can imagine him at the McCusker things dancing on a table like the hobbits. And everyone's standing around with like mead. And he's up there. Spud, I love you. I know he's listening to that.
He actually is pumped about Hobbit Dome, actually.
Yeah. Hobbits rule.
True. The
sorry, Spawn. Feel bad. I don't want to.
They all feel bad. He's, he knows his feelings.
I know right now he's painting and he just put his brush down and went, what the fuck?
You think he went out for coffee?
Right now.
He slapped the brush.
He just heard these
words. Slapped the brush against the can.
Put his brush down. I was like, what the fuck's his problem? Fuck him.
True. Yeah, well.
That's a beef, dude. Me and Spud are now beefing. You guys are now beefing. Fuck you, Spud. I know you're listening to this. Piece of shit.
Dude, so I'm sitting there. I'm at the wedding and I'm like, you know, again, I'm like, there was parts where I was kind of like sitting there like that weed gummy fucking took me by storm, man. That was the thing that like turned it into kind of a somewhat kind of like dubious situation. And so I'm sitting there and like, dude, out of the corner of my eye, I see this dude and I could have sworn he was looking at me like,
he's giving you, he's mean mugging you?
No, here's the thing. So I'm sitting there and I look back and I'm like, the guy's just like staring at nothing. And I go, holy shit, dude, like, does my mind lightly hallucinate judgment all the time? Like, I'm like, what the fuck's that guy? And I'm like, I'll like see, this was like a weird thing I kind of experienced while I was there. I was like, I think I mildly hallucinate in my waking hours, like judgmental looks and stuff that just don't exist. My mind just projects them out onto people. And then I just sat there being like,
in your waking hours? Floor.
Yeah. Like apparently, and I've read about this before, but like people will like minorly hallucinate little things that like just didn't happen at all. Like you'll read like a sign, you could have sworn it said something else, and you look at it again, you're like, well, my mind just literally projected something on there. So I was like, I think I do that a lot.
Well, I think that's probably, if I had to guess, just a hunt, like that's how your mind works.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
You're interpreting every single person's face towards you.
Exactly.
So it probably gets them wrong. And exactly. Then sometimes when you're nuts, it's just totally wrong all the time.
Yeah. But like
what are you looking
at? Now you fill in like, you know, like when you look at that thing where it's like the, is it a candle or is it two faces, that kind of thing. And really it's neither. It's just this blob that you kind of assign.
It's shit.
Yeah. It's just a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
So I think like, that's what they kind of talk about. I caught it out of the corner of my eye. And my mind was like, put in the picture of a guy
this
being like,
huh,
and I looked and they just wasn't even looking at me. And I was like, how often do I hallucinate judgment in hours? Oh, man, I got to hit the floor.
I bet he was looking at you. Probably. He was definitely looking at you like, damn, this guy's high as fuck. And he saw you like.
I do this when I get too high. I'm like, start rubbing my chest. I'm like.